5. Who is the murderer? At about 6 o'clock, I went downstairs. Mr. Blakemore had just arrived. Charlotte was taking his suitcase. He was a good-looking man, of about 50, with white hair. His face was tired and worried. "Come into my study," he said to Miss Vixen, "and tell me all about it." I went to the kitchen because I wanted a sandwich. Bernard was pouring away a bottle of milk. "Bernard," I said, "what are you doing? The inspector doesn't want us to throw anything away." He turned round. "Are you suggesting that I poisoned her? What about you? It's strange, isn't it? You arrive here, and the next day, Mrs. Blakemore is murdered." "Don't be silly," I said. "I don't have a motive." Suddenly, Stella Vixen rushed in. "Nurse Harrison, quick! Can you come and see Mr. Blakemore?" When I reached his study, he was walking up and down. "Sit down, Mr. Blakemore," I said. "Here, let me pour a drink for you."
"I want to be with her,"
he was crying quietly.
"Why can't I be with her?"
"I'm sorry," I said. "They took your wife's body away." He put his hands over his face. Then Charlotte appeared at the door.
"It's the police," she whispered. "They're here again."
They only spoke to Mr. Blakemore that night. But the next day they returned and questioned everybody. Then, the following day, a lawyer came to read the will. Dr. Spencer and Reverend Palmer arrived to hear it with the others. I was not invited, so I spent the morning in my bedroom. Nothing was certain yet, but I felt sure she had been murdered. There were 3 questions. Who? How? Why? I made a list and tried to work it out. 1, was it her nephew, the Reverend John Palmer, with his boxes of chocolates? Did he murder her for the money to repair the village church? 2, was it Dr. Spencer, with his medicines and injections? Did he think that she would leave him some money? 3, was it Bernard, the cook? Did he poison her food? Why did he hate Mrs. Blakemore so much? 4, was it Charlotte, the maid? Did she put something into Mrs. Blakemore's food? Does she think that Mr. Blakemore will marry her now? 5, was it Stella Vixen, the housekeeper? Did she poison the hot milk? Why does she seem so strange?